He rubs against my leg, whines, tries to get my attention. The girl thinks it's cute and has me kneel down so she can take a picture of me with the dog. As soon as she starts snapping shots, he backs away. Whenever she tries again, he moves farther away. She finally gives up and shoots a few more of me. The dog sits about 30 feet away watching us. "Do you know that dog?" she asks. "Never seen him before." "He sure likes you. You're John, right?" She holds out her hand. "Yeah," I say. "How do you know?"
"I'm Sarah Hart. My mother is your real estate agent. She told me you'd probably be starting school today, and I should look out for you. You're the only new kid to show up today."
I laugh. "Yeah, I met your mom. She was nice."
"You gonna shake my hand?"
She's still holding her hand out. I smile and take it, and it is literally one of the best feelings I've ever had.
"Wow," she says.
"What?"
"Your hand feels hot. Really hot. Like you have a fever or something."
"I don't think so." She lets go.
"Maybe you're just warm-blooded."
"Yeah, maybe." A bell rings in the distance, and Sarah tells me that it's the warning bell. We have 5 minutes to get to class. We say goodbye, and I watch her walk away. A moment later, something hits the back of my elbow. I turn, and a group of football players, all wearing Letterman jackets, sweep by me. One of them is glaring at me, and I realize that he hit me with his backpack as he walked past. I doubt it was an accident, and I start to follow them. I know I'm not going to do anything, even though I could. I just don't like bullies. As I do, the kid in the NASA shirt walks next to me.
"I know you're new, so I'll fill you in," he says.
"On what?" I ask.
"That's Mark James. He's a big deal around here. His dad is the town sheriff, and he's the star of the football team. He used to date Sarah when she was a cheerleader, but she quit cheerleading and dumped him. He hasn't gotten over it. I wouldn't get involved if I were you."
"Thanks." The kid hurries away. I make my way to the principal's office so I can register for classes and get started. I turn and look back to see if the dog is still around. He is, sitting in the same spot, watching me. The principal's name is Mr. Harris. He's fat and mostly bald, except for a few long hairs at the back and sides of his head. His belly reaches over his belt. His eyes are small and beady, set too close together. He grins at me from across the desk, and a smile seems to swallow his eyes.
"So you're a sophomore from Santa Fe?"
he asks. I nod, say yes, even though we've never been to Santa Fe, or New Mexico, for that matter. A simple lie to keep from being traced.
"That explains the tan. What brings you to Ohio?"
"My dad's job." Henri isn't my father, but I always say he is to allay suspicion. In truth, he is my keeper. Or what would be better understood on Earth, as my guardian. On Lorien, there were two types of citizens, those who develop legacies or powers, which can be extremely varied, anything from invisibility to the ability to read minds, from being able to fly to using natural forces like fire, wind, or lightning. Those with the legacies are called the guard, and those without are called Seipan, or keepers. I am a member of the guard. Henri is a Seipan. Every guard is assigned a Seipan at an early age. Seipans help us understand our planet's history and develop our powers. The Seipan and the guard, one group to run the planet, the other group to defend it. Mr. Harris nods.
"And what does he do?"
"He's a writer. He wanted to live in a small, quiet town to finish what he's working on," I say, which is our standard cover story. Mr. Harris nods and squints his eyes.
You look like a strong young man. Are you planning on playing sports here?
I wish I could. I have asthma, sir, I say, my usual excuse to avoid any situation that might betray my strength and speed.
I'm sorry to hear that. We're always looking for able athletes for the football team,
he says, and casts his eyes to the shelf on the wall, on top of which a football trophy sits engraved with last year's date.
We won the Pioneer Conference,
he says, and beams with pride. He reaches over and pulls two sheets of paper from a file cabinet beside his desk and hands them to me. The first is my student schedule with a few open slots. The second is a list of the available electives. I choose classes and fill them in, then hand everything back. He gives me a sort of orientation, talking for what seems like hours, going over every page of the student manual with painstaking detail. One bell rings, then another. When he finally finishes, he asks if I have any questions. I say no.
Excellent. There is a half hour left of second period, and you've chosen astronomy with Mrs. Burton. She's a great teacher, one of our very best. She won an award from the state once, signed by the governor himself.
That's great, I say. After Mr. Harris struggles to free himself from his chair, we leave his office and walk down the hall. His shoes click upon the newly waxed floor. The air smells of fresh paint and cleaner. Lockers line the walls. Many are covered with banners supporting the football team. There can't be more than 20 classrooms in the whole building. I count them as we pass.
Here we are,
Mr. Harris says. He extends his hand. I shake it.
We're happy to have you. I like to think of us as a close-knit family. I'm glad to welcome you to it.
Thank you, I say. Mr. Harris opens the door and sticks his head in the classroom. Only then do I realize that I'm a little nervous, that a somewhat dizzy feeling is creeping in. My right leg is shaking. There are butterflies in the pit of my stomach. I don't understand why. Surely it's not the prospect of walking into my first class. I've done it far too many times to still feel the effect of nerves. I take a deep breath and try to shake them away.
Mrs. Burton, sorry to interrupt. Your new student is here.
Oh, great, send him in,
she says in a high-pitched voice of enthusiasm. Mr. Harris holds open the door, and I walk through. The classroom is perfectly square, filled with 25 people, give or take, sitting at rectangular desks about the size of kitchen tables, three students to each. All eyes are on me. I look back at them before looking at Mrs. Burton. She is somewhere around 60, wearing a pink wool sweater and red plastic glasses attached to a chain around her neck. She smiles widely, her hair graying and curly. My palms are sweaty, and my face feels flushed. I hope it isn't red. Mr. Harris closes the door.
And what is your name?
She asks. In my unsettled mood, I almost say Daniel Jones, but catch myself. I take a deep breath and say, John Smith.
Great! And where are you from?
I begin, but then catch myself again before the word fully forms. Santa Fe.
Class, let's give him a warm welcome.
Everybody claps. Mrs. Burton motions for me to sit in the open seat in the middle of the room between two other students. I am relieved she doesn't ask any more questions. She turns around to go to her desk, and I begin walking down the aisle, straight towards Mark James, who is sitting at a table with Sarah Hart. As I pass, he sticks his foot out and trips me. I lose my balance, but stay upright.